Restoring My Soul. Monday, the 3rd of October. Yahweh fills all things. Before the creation of the heavens and the earth, there was only the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They were active and fully satisfied in their fellowship, for they are the sum of all diversity and expression. There was no emptiness or nothingness outside of Yahweh, nor was there room for any other expression within their fellowship. This is because Yahweh, who is I Am, fills everything. From their own covenant fellowship, Elohim Father, Son, and Holy Spirit said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." This declaration marked the beginning of the everlasting covenant. It was the initiative of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to create and bring to glory a multitude of sons who are born of their life and are participants in their fellowship. Their love was expressed through this initiative because it was pure giving. They did not extend their covenant life to a new creation because of any lack in their fellowship. The statement, "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness," encapsulates the dialogue of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit concerning the sonship predestination of every person who would ever live. The scriptures identify Elohim's discussion as the counsel of the Lord, the whole counsel of God, and the counsel of His will. From the scriptures, we can identify two key aspects of God's counsel through which His covenant purpose is established and accomplished. The first is His knowledge of good and evil. This is the knowledge by which He creates all things. The second is the one spirit and life of Yahweh, through which His righteousness and glory is expressed and multiplied. The references used in today's devotions are Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 to 23, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 10 to 11, Hebrews chapter 2 verses 10 to 11, Psalm 33 verse 11, Acts chapter 20 verse 27, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, Isaiah chapter 45 verses 6 to 7, and John chapter 6 verse 63. For further study, Ephesians chapter 4.